The Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees has called on Australia to be restrained and responsible in its debate over refugee issues in the lead-up to the federal election. At a talk in Melbourne today, UNHCR's Assistant High Commissioner for Protection called for strong ethical leadership in an election year. Erica Feller is here to talk about regional solutions in the wake of the Oceanic Viking incident and the case of the asylum seekers on a boat in the Merak harbour in Indonesia. After a visit to Indonesia, she's met the Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and the Immigration Minister Chris Evans. Rachel Carbonell was at the talk for PM.
The Assistant High Commissioner for Protection with the Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees, Erica Feller, has been doing a lot of talking in Indonesia and Australia. Addressing a crowd of lawyers and human rights advocates in Melbourne today, Erica Feller spoke diplomatically but clearly about Australia's responsibilities in relation to asylum seekers arriving in Australasia.
I think it's fair to say that UNHCR is very alarmed by the failure of the asylum debate in a number of countries globally over recent times to properly reflect refugee realities on the ground, to properly take into account the problems of refugees rather than the refugee problem as such.
She suggested that countries like Australia need to try to view the refugee issue through a global prism rather than a parochial one.
The debate tends always to circle in on itself a little bit here. It tends to see very much the centre of the refugee problem very much located in this region, in the Australasian region, and in Australia very particularly. That's understandable when you see it from the perspective of Australia, but when you see it from the perspective of UNHCR, it takes on a much more relative character.
Erica Feller says Australia's refugee issues are very small compared to other parts of the world.
The United States has the greatest number of claims made on its protection. France is the next, then Canada, then the United Kingdom, some 30,000 people in the United Kingdom, Germany, Sweden, Belgium, and Norway. So these are in the top 10. Norway had last year 16,100 asylum seekers making a claim. In Australia, there are some 2,000 people who arrive by boat. 2,000, and then there are some additional, probably another 4,000 people who claim asylum in airports, etc. So you're talking about an annual total of about 6,000 people versus 49,000 or whatever.
Quoting from a press article, Erica Feller expressed concern at the nature the debate about refugees can take in Australia.
The governments that show the right degree of toughness and hope the problem will thereby go away are learning that policies constructed centrally around deterrence are costly, they're inhumane, they're at odds with international conventions, they can end up losing their popular support base, and perhaps I think the most persuasive conclusion of all, they're just ineffective if they're built totally around deterrence. I'm aware that there is a debate in Australia as to whether a perceived softening, to quote some of the journalists, of government policy on asylum seekers is driving increasing boat arrivals. Apart from being speculative in nature, and apart from this being at odds with global trends when you look at, for example, the situation of Afghans generally, this debate from our perspective is a very unhelpful one because it does not focus on who needs protection and where such protection can and should be available.
And she offered some strong parting advice.
A high percentage of asylum seekers who come to Australia by boat are found to be refugees, and that is not surprising because they are coming from seriously refugee-producing situations. During an election year, there is, in our view, if we can offer advice, there is a heightened need to manage a public debate on border protection and asylum policy responsibly by all concerned. The political establishment, the media, and civil society representatives equally. Strong ethical leadership must be shown on all fronts to uphold the humanitarian and protection principles of which countries like Australia can be proud.
The UNHCR Assistant High Commissioner for Protection was careful when asked about how the Oceanic Viking incident had affected the work of the office in the region, but said it had certainly had repercussions.
Rachel Carbonell.